Chapter 12, The Three Core Habits of Organization. Here's a hard truth. You will most likely forget everything you've heard in this audiobook very soon. This is the whole reason we save things in the first place, isn't it? We know our memories are weak, so we outsource remembering to technology as insurance against that fact. Instead of pretending like you will remember everything I've said here, let's just assume that within a few hours or days of listening to this book, it will become nothing more than a faint memory. The only thing that will remain is the habits you adopt or change as a result of the advice I've given you. After seeing how many people implement Para for themselves, I've identified the three habits that encapsulate everything in this audiobook. Each one is based on a timeless principle that will remain relevant even as the underlying technology changes. Together, they will ensure that you not only get organized, but stay organized far into the future. The three habits are 1. Organize according to outcomes. 2. Organize just in time. 3. Keep things informal. Habit number 1. Organize according to outcomes. One of the biggest pitfalls in organizing is to treat it as an end in itself. There's something so satisfying about neatly arranging your workspace or designing beautiful notes that look like they belong on Instagram. There's nothing wrong with those things if you enjoy them, but I don't think that's why you picked this audiobook. I'm willing to bet there's something you're committed to achieving, a result or outcome that would be meaningful for you. This is exactly what Para is designed for. First, every decision is made through the lens of what will help me move this forward. Second, all the upfront work of meticulous tagging and labeling and titling is eliminated. Third, there's no maintenance required, except getting your projects done. And fourth, the most actionable category of projects is closely guarded against distractions from other kinds of information that seem interesting but aren't useful. Each of these guardrails is designed to help you eliminate everything that doesn't advance the goal you're striving toward. Whether you are trying to reach the finish line of a challenging project or striving to elevate your standards in an area of life, always begin with the end in mind and work backward to decide only which information you'll need to get there and push everything else aside. Habit number 2, organize just in time. My organizing philosophy is to organize as little as possible, as late as possible, and only as much as absolutely needed. This may be a strange thing to say in an audiobook about organizing, but organizing by itself doesn't add value. It has no inherent worth unless it puts you in a state of mind for taking effective action. This is why Para is a minimalistic approach. It opts for little nudges to move items from one place to another as your needs change. It is a bottom-up method, responding to changes in your life organically. Instead of spending a lot of effort organizing your digital information just in case you need it someday, wait until your needs become crystal clear and then organize your notes and files just in time for the project you're working on right now. This is how you avoid doing a lot of upfront work of questionable value, saving your energy for the moment when you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish. Habit number 3, keep things informal. Para requires precision in only one place, the definition of projects. Everything else is not only allowed to remain somewhat messy, that's how it should be. Highly precise systems require a lot of effort to maintain, which means most aspects of your digital world should remain loose and informal by default. This rule recognizes that imposing order on information doesn't always make it more valuable. You heard that right. Sometimes organizing information too much makes it less valuable. The greatest breakthroughs often come from unexpected connections between ideas. And if your system is too rigidly formal, you'll prevent such connections from ever forming. Allowing some messiness and randomness into the system creates opportunities for very different ideas to be connected and intermixed. This is why I don't agree with a lot of the recommendations made by organizing gurus. For example, I don't recommend creating an internal structure inside folders, using a standardized template for the contents of notes or documents, creating a hierarchy of subfolders within subfolders many levels deep. or using databases or other formal methods for organizing personal information. I've tried all these practices in the past, but always found that they took up valuable time that was much better suited to engaging with the ideas themselves. Resist the urge to create overly complex mechanisms where simple, straightforward ones will suffice. Your future self will thank you for saving them all the time-consuming effort such mechanisms always require. Protecting your ideas until they have time to bloom. When a new idea is first forming, it is highly vulnerable. Like an infant, it has a lot of potential, but needs to be protected from all kinds of risks and threats. The threat of self-doubt, the risk of being criticized by others, and your own fear that it isn't good enough. The idea can't survive on its own yet, but that doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It just needs time and space to develop to its ultimate potential, just like us humans. Each habit I've recommended helps create an environment where such new ideas can emerge. Organizing ideas according to outcomes ensures you're actively testing them in the real world. Organizing just in time preserves your time and energy so you can pursue unexpected opportunities. And keeping things informal by default allows novel connections and patterns to form. Think of the folders of Para as a series of protected spaces for fledgling ideas to play in before they grow up. The walls of each folder contain a messy sandbox where loosely related ideas can mix together and play. Eventually, they will grow up and become strong enough to venture out into the world on their own.